Alexander Rutledge.
Hi, Dad. It's me. I've got somebody on the phone. It's a lady about this parking ticket. She says if I don't pay it, then they're going to up it and maybe even impound my car.
Who is it you spoke to?
They're on the phone now. I can try and pass you over. Could you maybe talk to them?
Of course I would.
Hello.
Hello there, how are you?
Hello, it's Sandra from Safe Park. How are you?
My wife's not very happy here, by the way, about all this, but it doesn't matter. On you go. Are you from the parking company?
Yes, I am, yes. Safe Park UK.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
So the parking ticket's currently sitting at £60, but it's going to go up.
Sorry,
in the background.
That's my wife. She's up in arms about all this, Karen.
Really, I don't appreciate her shouting in the background. I don't appreciate her
doing it as well, because I have to sit there, you know. Now, listen, what's the problem? We only sat there for 50. She was taking us to the airport at the time.
Yes, but she should have been going into Big Park, the big car park.
But that's not...
You don't understand. It's a safety hazard.
What are you saying, Mary? Sorry about this, dear. Sorry.
Do you want to put Mary on the phone?
Mary, shut up. Oh, God's sake.
Billy, I'm a big girl. You can put her on phone.
Right, on you go then.
Okay.
This is Mary Alexander.
Mary, hello. This is about the parking ticket that we've got
here.
You
can go and take a flying yourself. I'm not paying nothing. You could take me to court and you'll get £1 a week if you're lucky.
I'm a fellow female. That's a disgusting way to speak to me.
She only parked here for 10, 15 minutes. I've been longer than a toilet.
Mary, I'm going to put you on to supervisor, all right?
Oh, supervisor.
Hello, good afternoon, madam.
You're not getting any money out of me. You can go and go and up against a high wind. I hope it gets you in the face.
Excuse me, madam.
No. No, wait a minute. You excuse me. You're getting nothing.
It's a safety issue, madam, at the airport. You understand?
How the is it a safety issue? 6 in the morning, every in the bed at that time.
You people in Scotland are unbelievable. You really are.
Are you unbelievable, I know.
The car will be repossessed and it will be crushed into a box is what will happen, man.
Aye, and I'll crush you into a box if that motor gets put into a box.
I'm going to put a red flag alert on this car and it will be repossessed within 24 hours, madam.
Aye, well, you tell me where your office is and I'll put a hammer through your head.
We can forget about the payment because the car will now be repossessed.
Right, hold on a wee minute.
Hello. Hello. Is that you again, madam?
No, madam. How, madam, you?
Sorry, is
I'm
that...
Mr. Alexander, thank you.
Mr. Alexander. Who was that mouthy lady I was talking to a minute ago?
Oh,
sir?
That's my wife. You don't want to crush her past me, honestly. She's...
Well, I've explained the situation to a lady. Kia Sorento, W... Five. We've red flagged it, sir. It'll be repossessed within 24 hours, sir. It's been red flagged.
You come and repossess that motor, I'll do you, son.
It's been red flagged, sir.
Ah, away you go, you...
It's a shame that you've done this as parents.
It's an even bigger shame they've hung up.
Oh my god, that is so good.
What is it?
Hello, Billy, we'll just take the car then now. Is that all right?
No, it's not all right.
I'll tell you what we'll do, all right? Sit back and listen as we give Diane £100 cash.
Who was that for?
Because she's on Clyde One's Make Your Dad Mad.
You're kidding me on.
No!
You're kidding me on.
And the thing is, I know you, Billy, and you know me, but I haven't seen you for years.
You're Mr. Bimmy, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I'm Ross's son.
Oh, my. Your dad, I think your dad all the time. He's a lovely man, so he was.
Fantastic. Well, it's lovely to speak to you, Billy, and I'll talk to you soon. I'll tell my mum you're asking for her.
God bless you, son.
See you later. Bye, Billy. Cheers, mate. Diane, that was awesome. You were great.
Brilliant. That's great. Thank you very much.
See you, Diane.
Right, bye.